I'm Jane Johnson, and this is the Careering into Motherhood podcast. My guest today is Alice Draper, a career coach with a background in retail. Alice now helps clients figure out what it is that will really make them happy in work, and she specialises in helping women with family commitments who might be considering a career change. So, all perfect stuff for this podcast. Alice, thank you very much for joining us today. You are obviously one of our partner coaches, and I feel like we started talking a few months ago because you've had a very interesting career before you came to coaching. You were, I believe you were in retail.
Yes, I was a merchandiser. So I was responsible for making sure that a store has the right amount of stock. And I worked for a department store for many years. I had a team, I was a manager, and it really kind of led me to the coaching because I loved managing people. I loved the career development and the coaching. I did it with my team. The kind of first inkling of, oh, this is what I love about my job. And this kind of led me to where I am now.
So you were sort of doing it informally with your team anyway, and then thought, hang on a sec.
Yeah, my best kind of career moment is when I heard that one of my team got promoted or got put into another department that was really good for them. That was probably my proudest moment. So and it took me a while to realize that was why I loved what I loved about my job.
I'm always interested in how, you know, whether you're one of these people who just sort of threw in the towel and was like, I'm going to go off and follow something that I think is going to be my dream, or if you are more of a planner and if you, you know, you went through a particular process before you stepped off the corporate route.
So it was quite a long process, and it started when I had my eldest daughter. And I had an amazing maternity leave, and I was due to come back. And I think it was a few days before I was due to come back from maternity leave, the company that I worked for went into administration. 40 minutes later, got bought out by a big, big retailer. And I went back to work, but the world that I knew wasn't what it was before. And the teams were very different. And I came back and I was so unconfident. And that was the first part. I didn't feel like I was myself in the job anymore. I felt like my brain had changed a little bit from having a baby. I cared about different things. And I also, the company culture changed a lot as well. And the company, which I always loved the culture before, and I stayed there for so many years because the culture was amazing, and it changed very quickly. I was managing a team, and people left, didn't get replaced. And it went from me managing a team to me managing nobody. And that's when I realized that this is what's missing. And so, yeah, it was quite a tough time. I had another baby. And when I left, I did think maybe I should look elsewhere, look at, you know, a different company. I never thought about completely changing careers. And towards the end of my maternity leave, I got made redundant whilst on maternity leave. And that was a shock, actually, but it was a shock that I needed. It pushed me to do something, because we were kind of in the middle of COVID at the time. My son had just been born just before that, so we were kind of in the midst of the first year of COVID, and my son we didn't really have a proper maternity leave, you know, that kind of thing. But I kind of was thinking I wanted to change, but then COVID happened and I just kind of probably didn't have the confidence to do it, because I felt like the market was very, you know, difficult at that point. So yeah, so that was when I was thinking, what should I do? What should I do? And I actually used a career coach, and that kind of really helped me.
So you yourself had career coaching and arrived at the point where you are now running your own business, you've launched, etc. But I'm interested, when you began that career coaching, did you already have an inkling of what it was you wanted to do? Or did you go pretty much with a blank slate and just knowing that you needed some direction?
So it was a little bit of both. I had spoken to somebody who worked in apprenticeships, and there was apprenticeships within buying and merchandising. And I really like the idea of mentoring and training young people. So I had this kind of idea. It was quite a difficult career to get into, so I'd kind of left that one on the back burner. And so I had this little idea in my mind, but again, I did have quite a blank canvas. I did say to the coach, I've not really got any idea. I said about the mentoring, but I wasn't really sure. And every single week we worked through different exercises, kind of exploring me. And we had to write a summary every week. I had to write a summary every week of things that I had, you know, that come out of these exercises. And every single week I wrote coaching down.
Really?
And I didn't even realize this. And it was only, it was kind of coming towards the end. And she said, so are there any themes that are coming out of this? Coaching. Coaching's coming out of this. And yeah, and then it went from there. And she was a really good mentor to me as well, because, you know, being a career coach as well. But I never thought I would come to that point. And I never thought I'd come to the point where I was going to start my own business as well. I discovered about myself that it was kind of what I needed, and it was kind of what I needed to be, you know, happy in my career and feel fulfilled in my career. There was kind of, we were going down, like maybe it could be a small business, but in the end, you know, I didn't want to compromise. I wanted my own business. So
interesting. So I want to talk about that, because I'm sure there are lots of people listening who've toyed with the idea of striking out on their own. I'm sitting here with this sort of the scars of having done it myself. But yeah, I mean, there is a view that, you know, you either have to be mad or brave or something to do it. Mad, glad or brave, I think they say. Yes. So I guess, how has that journey been for you? And would you, you know, do you feel like an entrepreneur? Do you think you've always been fairly entrepreneurial?
I'm absolutely not. Definitely not. I never thought at the start of my career that I would ever have my own business. I never thought I was an entrepreneur. I don't even really see myself as an entrepreneur. I see myself as a small business owner, but not, I don't know. When I think of entrepreneurs, I think of people that can start up businesses and love the startups. And this is like my baby that I'm growing. But I would say, bravery, I don't see myself as brave, but I do have a lot of support. I had lots and lots of support from my husband, from my parents, from friends. And I think that can be something that can really make you brave when you're starting your own business. And support can come from, you know, it doesn't have to just come from your husband or your family. It can come from mentors and coaches. And so I think that's probably made me brave, having the support of others.
Mm. And how did you go? So this sort of really crunchy part is from that realization where, as you say, you'd written down career coach every single week, every single session you had with yours, to now you are a successful coach. You've got your own business, you're coaching clients. How do you sort of break that down? What steps did you take?
I looked at training first off. That was probably the first thing that I did, and looked at kind of how I was going to get trained up and to be a coach. So that was probably, yeah, the first thing I did. But then in terms of starting a business, my husband has his own business. So he's gone through all of that himself. And I guess he's done all the hard work in finding an accountant and working out how to actually do it yourself and how to start your own business and do your own website. He had gone down that route already. So I kind of felt like I had a mentor in him. And it felt so much easier being able to, you know, have someone help you through the process. And it kind of felt quite natural once, you know, all the kind of setting up of the business and the tax bit and all that is done by someone else. Once you've done that, it felt quite natural to me to do the website and set up the Instagram and that's the bit that I loved. I loved all the marketing
stuff.
Side of it and the social media side of it and the website. Yeah, I really enjoy that bit of the business.
Yeah. And I guess I always think, whether it's because of social media and you look at people, whether it's on LinkedIn or Instagram and, you know, you're there and doing things and you think, goodness, that person must have heaps of confidence to be able to do this. Did you have confidence wobbles in this intervening period while you were setting up?
Absolutely. I think everybody always has certain bits in their, you know, their life where they are feeling unconfident and bits where they feel super confident. And definitely I felt, for me, everything was very new and I was learning and I was taking that on. I definitely have times, you know, when maybe I had my first few clients where I was feeling unconfident, but I think that the experience, and because I'd spent all that time kind of exploring what it was that would be really good for me, really, you know, what I would be good at and what career would be really good for me, I felt really confident because I knew I was doing the right thing. So even though there were probably times where I wasn't confident, I was always able to kind of go back to, this is what I should be doing. I know that this is right for me. So that's what made me confident. But I definitely think that confidence is something that you have to work on every day. Writing down why you feel unconfident, asking yourself why you feel unconfident, can really help with making sure that you kind of, you know, assess those situations and work out how you will overcome them and feel confident in the future.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Actually, I think you hit the nail on the head there where you said, you know, you were so convinced that this was the right career path for you that, okay, yeah, there'll be daily things within that that push you out of your comfort zone. But on the whole, when you feel that sort of almost that flow coming, that's when you're really confident. And just for me anyway, there's more that there are just not enough hours in the day. And when I don't get the stuff done, then I start to wobble. But yeah versus sort of, oh, is this the right thing? Is this the wrong thing? You knew you'd found that thing, and that's what drives you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that I'll have confidence wobbles in the future, and maybe I'll have a month where I don't have a lot of clients, and I'll just think, oh, you know, am I doing the right thing? But I then, you know, click back into it and think of a new way to find clients and a new way to appear on Instagram and appear on all the social media channels and get back into it. So yeah, it is definitely, confidence is something that you always need to work on.
Yeah. I want to talk about this. So you talk about sort of showing up on Instagram and various other places. I know you're a big one for using Instagram.
Yeah,
you're very clever at it.
Instagram, yeah.
But, you know, that actually takes quite a lot of energy. And I mean, obviously, we're talking here about setting up your own business and so on. But if somebody perhaps is listening to this and thinking, actually, no, I just want a change, whether it's going back to work and doing something different, or they're sitting there in a job that they really are not happy in anymore, how do you get yourself, how do you energize yourself? Because whether it's showing up every day, calling recruiters or writing your CV and sending it off or attending interviews, whatever it might be, it takes an awful lot of energy, both mental and emotional and as well as physical. Yeah, I guess, how do you manage your energy levels, especially as a parent?
Yes. So there's a few things. I always say to clients to kind of think about that kind of end goal and kind of vision it, and, you know, visioning what you want the perfect world to look like and what you will look like when you're in that perfect job. So really thinking about what it looks like, and that's really helpful in kind of keeping you energized, but also just actually taking time out and not just focusing on, you know, the job search or the Instagram or whatever it is, doing something for yourself, something that you absolutely love. It can be exercise. I mean, somebody once said it can be TV. You could just watch your favorite TV program, whatever. It's something that, you know, you really love to do. I think that helps with the self-motivation, because if you're, you know, have your own business and it's just you and you don't have anyone around you keeping you motivated, you need to keep yourself motivated. And I think that's the same with like a job search. Take yourself out of it for a bit and just don't think about it, and then come back to it, and hopefully you'll feel more energized when you come back.
I guess this is sort of the million-dollar question for a lot of coaches, but if someone, again, you know, they're sitting here thinking, gosh, I need to make some kind of change, but I just don't know what that is. When clients come to you with this challenge, where do you start? What's the first thing you'll do with a client in that situation?
So the very first thing we'll do is usually we will look at their entire career, reflect on it, reflect on the highs of it, the lows of it, where you felt stressed, where you felt, you know, in your element, where you felt like you were thriving. And it's really just looking about at those themes. So we'll look at all the kind of those things that really shape your career. A lot of people, when they kind of do this, they don't realize that their career had lots of highs, because lots of people think, oh, you know, I'm not happy with my career and it's got loads of lows and I'm not happy with where I'm going. But there will be lots of highs on that career. So really focusing on positives, but also where they haven't been happy and where they haven't felt at their best. You know, why was that? Why did they feel that way? And their career values as well, which I think is very important, especially if you've had a baby and you've become a mother, your kind of work values do change a little bit. And I see like stuff like lifestyle being a lot more important. And they can change so much. You know, when I was 20 and looking for a job, my career values were so different to now. So it's always good to kind of look at them every few years to see how they've changed and to see if the company that you work for is actually aligned with that. And that might be the issue.
Yes, it's so true, actually, Alice. I'm really glad you made that point, because I always come at it from a sort of, oh my God, this is not working. Let's throw the baby out with the bathwater and let's reinvent the wheel and start all over again. But actually, yes, having someone who can guide you through that process and say, look, is it really what you're doing, or is it that you yourself have changed? And again, you make a really valid point about when you have children, for a lot, not all, but for a lot of women, things change, values change, priorities change. And if that company, your employer, is no longer quite right for you, then it may be just time to find another one that is, rather than, oh my God, I need to go and, you know, run off and start my florist, is always, I always yes. Starting a florist job.
yeah, lots of people want to do that.
It just looks like such a nice and relaxing, I'm sure it's not. Again, well, you've been in retail, you know how stressful retail is, especially. Yeah. So what advice would you give someone who's feeling a bit trapped and wanting a change right now?
A lot of us were probably brought up by our parents who did have jobs for life, and companies were loyal and they were loyal, but it's just not the same anymore. So it's not about, you know, sticking at something and hoping we'll get better. It's about working out what it is and then changing it.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you very much, Alison. We'll put all the ways that people can find you on Instagram, and I think you do TikTok and stuff as well, don't you?
I do. I have a small account on TikTok. I don't have many followers, but I am on TikTok, yes.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Jane.
What a great conversation with Alice there, all about changing careers. And as you may be aware, this month at Careering Into Motherhood, we are focusing on the subject of career change. So if parenthood, COVID, or anything else has made you think about changing careers, then not only make sure you're following this podcast, but also check out our website, www.careeringintomotherhood.com. She talked really openly there about the highs and lows of running your own gig, but she was also really passionate about the career that Alice had now embarked upon, and you can just hear that in her voice. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks' time with more career talk for working mums. Until then, please do leave a review and don't forget to check out the website and our Facebook group. Thank you